Hey, thanks, Kevin. WATCM. This is Kevin Keel with Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform. You talk about the space program. I remember back 1968, 1969, staying up all night long watching that moon landing and everything. And then it was quite a spectacle watching on television and stuff like that. The whole family's gathered around the single TV set that each family had. It was quite an experience, but it was awesome. And just we had just brought it up. We're getting ready to move up north, and we're going through paperwork and stuff. I came across all my news articles, all the news headlines from back in 1969 with the moon landing and everything. So I was telling my wife, I need to physically preserve those headlines because they are a piece of history. So anyways, we're trying to make plans to be up there in a couple more weeks again, one more load. And after that will be the final move. So looking forward to getting up there. And I just cannot believe all the rain you guys have had up there. So I know that the Bel Air and Central Lake area, they've had tremendous amount of rain. And my little weather station has had over 3 inches. So it's quite a bit. So anyways, back to you. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9. Uniform. Back to you.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for that that report. I can definitely empathize with you having to basically re-homestead your entire life. I did that about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, and I don't wish to go back and do it again, but I do remember those trips back and forth between Troy, Michigan and Traverse City. It's about 4 hours and 250 miles one way. And there was a time near the end where I was probably running 5 or 6 of those round trips a week and racking up mileage on my leased truck, so which I ended up eventually giving to my son, or selling to my son, because he needed a reliable vehicle. And I had a 3-year lease with only 17,000 miles on it. It was a Toyota Sonoma pickup. No, not Sonoma. Toyota Tacoma pickup. Too many Omas out there. But, you know, it sounds like a lot of us in ham radio were also interested in the space program. And I think the two, I'm going to conclude from that anecdotal evidence that there must be enough of us that are interested in both and have followed the space program for a while. Okay, Joe, we'll take your comments, Joe, NHCN, and then I'll go back and make a last run for any more general check-ins. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, everyone on the net. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about the space program, and it's really cool to have that, mind that noise. I guess that's better. Yeah, I listened to the shuttle for a while, and enjoyer of everything NASA for many years, and it taught me a lot about humanity at a young age. I was almost 10 years old, and we had started lunch at school when they rolled in the TV cart and we were watching the Challenger. And that happened. And nobody really said anything. They just kind of rolled the cart back into the closet and everybody continued eating lunch. And, you know, as a race, we got better technologically. It was a tragedy and we learned from it and we moved on. In explorative and technical ways, but I don't ever think we're going to escape our human instincts, because I think it solidified in me as a Gen Xer, that whole ability to compartmentalize things and move on in life. That's one of the reasons I can listen to the news and find out that we needed oil so we threatened genocide and blew up a school full of kids that were brown, and everybody just rolled the cart back into the closet and walked away like it didn't happen and went on with life. So, guess I learned a lot from that early experience. And it's the end. Everyone have a good night.
Yeah, Joe, I can definitely sympathize with compartmentalizing things like that. Unfortunately, we live in a transacted world nowadays, and these opinions I'm giving are not a reflection of the Terryland Amateur Radio Club. They are indeed my own. But I think we are going to remember the things that happened in our recent history for a very long time, and we can only hope that social justice will be served. Joe, it's good to hear from you. You definitely, when you bumped, I think you bumped up your power, your audio gain, but you definitely cut through. Okay, I'm going to take a short break for a second.